You're listening to the Pranks and Firth podcast. A lot of people say it's the best podcast that has ever been made. I'm not going to say that. I don't know. It's not for me to say. However, what I will say is it's the best podcast that I'm in. One of the best podcasts I'm
in. It's the second best podcast I'm in.
That's probably true.
No, that's not. It's definitely not true, Ash. Look. You're down. I'm good. You're down and out. You're down on your dumps. You're down on your dumples, aren't you?
I've had a bad week.
You've had... But we're both... Look, we know this is a day late. Can we just say... There was... What? Is it extenuating circumstances? Is that the right phrase?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
Because you were on holiday last week.
One of the worst holiday weeks I've ever had.
You've had the worst holiday week you've ever had. But we're family men and sometimes we have to do family shit.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
And I am recording this. I will be driving this.
Yeah, don't worry about them.
But I think the creek has gone. Because not only is the creek gone, but also, just to give you a high... I'm not going to go into the personal parts of my shit fucking cunt week.
Yeah.
But what I will tell you is that my gearbox... just disintegrated.
Oi!
And that...
Grab hold of my gear stick, love. Shift that around a little bit. Oi!
It disintegrated and it's costing me £1,300.
So you went on holiday, which is expensive anyway. Because you're not gigging and you've got to turn gigs down to go on holidays. And then
mate.
And then your gearbox just fell out. And it's cost you £1,300.
£1,300 smackaroos. Can I tell you something as well? I don't say 1,300, do you? Do you say 1,300? Yeah, you would.
Do you say 1,300?
Yeah, I do. I
That's not snob or scum. That's just sort of nerd or geezer, isn't it?
Do you think it is?
Yeah. Did I tell you about Wally, the old bloke that used to run the off licence where I grew up in Brandon in Suffolk?
Wow, Wally?
His name was Wally, and he had a massive German... It was like one of them pubs, old school pubs, where you went in the front door... And there was like a hall, and he had a hatch where the off licence was.
So God, yes, yes. And I think.
They'd slide the window across and go. Yeah, and like you could go in there. Like as a kid, my mum would be in the car outside and send me in there to buy her big bottles of Harp she used to drink. Do you remember that?
Mate, what a little thing you've given me there. Little reminiscence.
Yeah, and she used to buy these like 1.5, 2 litre bottle, glass bottle of Harp with a screw lid. And it had like a polystyrene label on it. It was like...
What was Harp?
It was Guinness. I think it's Irish lager.
Yeah, yeah.
Their symbol is the harp, isn't it, of Guinness?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so anyway, I used to go in there and he had that sort of glass that was like... It was like stripy glass. Do you know what I mean? It was like 3D.
Yeah. It was
always made
exactly.
out of rulers glued together. And he'd open it. And he's all in his head. He'd be like that. And he had this massive German shepherd that used to jump up the window and scare the fuck out of me. Like one of them, you know those German shepherds, but they're all black.
Yeah.
They're really hairy. Looked like the Michael Jackson werewolf from Thriller. Looked like that.
Yeah.
Long hair, scary, big thing. He'd get his big old paws up on the counter. And I'd go... Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can't hear that. What was that?
You know, I said my neighbours have got these annoying kids.
Oh, no.
That's them in the back garden. If any of the listener can hear that, that's what I have to deal with. And they're back. You know they had that massive argument where she had a mental breakdown?
Yeah, they're all together now. It's all
well, their cars just weren't there for like a week.
Yeah?
Their cars weren't here for a week. I thought they'd moved out, but they're back now.
I'm happy. They're happy.
I could go out and record this and the listener would just be like, yeah, you were fully justified to want to put a bullet in that little cunt's head. But so this.
Oh yeah, the screamer! I remember you saying about the screamer.
Why I got a screamer on her hands? Watch her wriggle.
It's good to have Charlie Chugford back, isn't it?
Hey! He is
Charlie.
Charlie Chugford.
It's good to have him back.
Doing his football chant of his own name.
Yeah.
Walks into an Indian restaurant or something. Everyone's got, unless there's a stag do. There's 10 places. There's 9 people sat down. Charlie Chugford's late. Charlie Chugford's late.
Who's up, Charlie?
Guess who's just got a bag for yous? Charlie Chugford. Charlie Chugford. I have got a bag for yous.
Oh, he does do coke. He's
95% coke.
Yeah, it does the worst kind of coke, though.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, he does.
Charlie,
and he, Charlie
mess.
Chugford.
Charlie, you fucking mess, mate. How's it going on?
Oh, Charlie, you ever guess who turned up with a bag? Two bags of fruit. Chugford, he's fucking legend. Chugford's a fucking legend.
Not free bad.
Sorry, I'm late, chaps. I just popped in for a bag and I sorted a couple of slags out on the way.
He's the worst.
Well, I've made a pair of tits, mate. I ain't fucking on my word. No word of a fucking lie in my life. You should tits on his fucking leg.
I've got a question for you about Charlie Chugford.
Go on.
Is his hair, like, thinning and slicked back?
Yeah.
Or is he bald with hair outside?
It depends. If you asked him, he'd say thinning and slicked back. If you asked anyone else, they'd say bald.
Right.
Charlie Chugford's in denial.
He's very thin, in my mind. He wears a black tracksuit.
But
it's
thin, but the gut.
Has he got
you know the snake what swallowed a coconut look?
Yeah, he's got that.
Okay. Yeah, because all he does is hang around Betfred all day.
Yeah. What did he do for a living? Was he a painter decorator?
Painter decorator. Yeah, that's exactly what he was, yeah. But he's always getting the sack.
Not very good. Not a very good painter decorator. Just one of those.
That is our first technical difficulty.
He'd done it for so
You've
long,
gone.
It's passable, but he was never an expert.
No. He just bought some whites, walks around with a dusting brush in his back pocket, yeah. He bought some painting whites, walks around with a dusting brush in his back pocket, doesn't actually do anything. He's on site. He wouldn't ever be in a house, no one's someone's house. But anyway, so yeah, Charlie Chugford would say, but anyway, I was going on about Wally and he'd go like, what I say, my mum wants two bottles of Harper, a packet of 20 Rothmans, and can I have a bag of skips? And they go, that's £287. That'd be £2.87. He'd count pennies as pennies.
Yeah.
Because he used to do it in his head. And I don't know if you can remember, like, in the old days, like before decimalisation.
I do.
And he's going, 342, please. 342.
My uncle used to own a little off license. Was that because he ran a lot of pubs and clubs? And I think that might have been through a little hatch.
Yeah, the hatch. I think there was a little loophole that you could, like, get kids to buy from it and that.
You could go in. Like, even if it was closed, you were allowed into the offie to pick a suite. And I don't know why, but I've just got this memory. I was probably about 5 or 6. I remember going in and just getting my suite of choice was a pack of polos. And I just remember being so disappointed. Like, I don't think I knew what they were. And just like going, oh yeah, I love these.
Can you still get fruit polos? Oh, they were nice.
They were nice, actually. I don't know.
Do you remember fruit toffos?
No, I don't think I do.
Toffos was a roll. You had the normal, regular toffos. It was a roll. And then they did one and they all had different coloured wrappers on. And they were like a bit fruity. So you'd have like a strawberry toffee and a red wrapper.
Oh, no.
Yeah, toffee.
Not for me.
Do you remember there was like a sort of Texan... What was the advert? What were they called? Texan chews. Do you remember them?
Yeah, I think they were called Texan chews.
Yeah, they were toffos. Toffos sort of ripped them off.
Texan chews. Did they come in a pack or did they...
I think they were like toffos. It was like a manly cowboy chewing them.
Do you remember... toffee that come in a little metal foil... disc. Do you remember that?
Well, they look like a 2p. Let's have a quality.
There used to be this little thing come in like a half a Bakewell tart size.
Mate, I can't believe you've just said that.
What?
Guess where I was yesterday?
Bakewell.
I was in Bakewell. Where they invented a little cake. Yeah.
I do like that. It's a cherry flavour, isn't it? With icing on top.
I don't know. But I was in... I did a festival... Sunday and Monday in a field in between a place called Ashbourne and a place called Bakewell.
Oh, Ashbourne. Do you know what happens in Ashbourne?
Go on.
That's
tell me, is it like a livestock thing?
Oh, no. I don't know about that. It would be. But that's... Do you remember I've told you about the football match where... This is what we talked about a week ago.
I'm sure we did.
Where there's like the football match where in the middle of a car park they throw a ball up and you've just got to score a goal and the goals are a mile apart.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's like a riot.
Yeah, but I think we spoke about it like a week ago.
Well, I was there, mate. Do you know what? So I went to Bakewell and it was... But I was driving around with my girlfriend. And I said, I've got to say it. I've never thought this about any, but this is actually really beautiful. Like, there was all sheep and in the fields, and they got them walls with no cement, and I pushed a load of them over again.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, I said...
doing them a favour, really, because that gives
them
something
to do. They've been there for hundreds of years. Because it's weird, they've just stacked all... It's just basically, they're fly-tipped walls. That's what... Yeah. They're not finished. So they've just dumped all these bricks up to stop the sheep all getting in each other's fucking faces. Yeah. I was driving along that snake pass once between Lancashire and Yorkshire, and I stopped and I pushed the lotus over. And she went, you didn't. And I was driving, just stopped and did it again. Just like pushed the load over. But I was going, why does no one do it? I mean, it's really remote, and they're up to the side of the road, and I can't believe no one does it. And so I did a festival. What are you laughing at?
It's just the most Justin Pags thing I've ever heard.
But it is so strange. It's like, how many people have gone past that and not pushed it over for what?
Yeah,
no
it's
reason?
Bad. Yeah, push a wall over for fuck's sake,
yeah,
guys.
But it's not even, there's no work involved. So I did this festival, but it wasn't a festival, it was actually a corporate event. It was called Sex Fest.
Oh my, what?
Yes, CEX, you know the shop.
Oh, yeah.
It was basically all the people that work in CEX, instead of like a Christmas do, the CEX hire out a campsite in Derbyshire and they have like bands and like cooked stand-up comedy and music and I just said bands, I meant food. They had like games, organised games, had a big fire at midnight and it's quite good. But it was an odd mix of people. Everyone there worked for CEX. And there was
a
different...
Was it a sex fest? Because sometimes those work events, you just get
those people... No, I tell you, the clientele of people that work... I tell you, people that work in CEX, it's kind of like... If you think that, like... It's kind of like a job like McDonald's, but they're all a little bit... into the media, do you know what I mean? I've had to sum up... The vibe was, it was like sort of like some 41 with autism. That's what all the people were like. Lots of tattoos and punk t-shirts.
I reckon the majority of people probably listen to this podcast, no?
Yeah, that sort of thing, yeah. But, and I know something about myself.
I'm sorry, I have to interrupt you because I think you're going to enjoy this. I've just got round an accident, car accident, and as I was approaching the front car, there was something sticking out the driver's side window, and it was a canoe that has gone through, I presume from the car behind, through the car and out of the driver's side window. Now, I don't know for
that's
sure.
That's got
to
be a head. That's a head killer, isn't it?
I don't. It was a plastic canoe.
Yeah, but still.
I don't.
Plastic.
It'd
be fiberglass, wouldn't it?
I feel bad for laughing. But it was an amusing sight. Now, there is the chance that someone was decapitated.
Yeah, I would say that's death by canoe. That's not the way you want to go, is it?
Someone's canoe was not secured to the top of their car. They've gone into the back of another car. That canoe has then passed through the car in front. There was no people there. There was no people there. There didn't seem to be a blood splat. But well, it did look funny. Regardless,
can we get
of
a picture? Can you go back and get a picture of the dead person?
I'm not going to do that.
Right. So
CEX workers very much feel like the people who listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
They feel like,
and I realised they were playing a lot of like pop punk from the early noughties.
Oh yeah.
And I knew all of it, and I was like, why do I? It's because I was working back then, and you I was a roof, and the radio was always on. Mm-hmm. But I think I knew every song, and I was going like, oh, this is Bowling for Soup. He's like, my girlfriend's like, what? How do you know that? I don't know. I know, I just do. Like some of the more obscure stuff, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's very much your CEX look, isn't it? You go in there, they've got the jeans with the chains. They've got
they've got
the Vans.
Diabetes. And then, I had to do half an hour.
A general smell? Like in CEX, there's a general sort of smell.
I actually said to the people in there, because it was different people, it was really weird. So it started Sunday. And everyone had to get there. All these buses were turning up. There's about 750 people there on a Sunday.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, mate.
I'd never go to work, would you?
But this work, this was, it was, as far as work dues go, this was a good one.
Yeah, but I still wouldn't go.
So they have to go pitch their tent. So I had the posh tent.
I can't believe you
I camped first time in my life. I've reported.
Did you
about,
take a tent or did they provide?
Yeah,
one?
It was my girlfriend's tent. And it's massive. It's got like a lobby and a bedroom. It's got wings to it. Do you know what I mean? It's bigger than a fucking house. So I'll give my general thoughts on camping and my experience in a bit. But anyway, so all the sort of punters, all the CEX workers, the sex workers, they say we're in the they were camping in the Bedfield, but we had a warm shower block, got proper nice toilets with like running hot water and that. Is that? Do you know, we had showers and that in the artists bit and the staff bit. So anyway, they all turn up at 11. This thing starts about noon, there's all food, they have these wristbands, they can get, like, there was like a stall that did like burgers, Chinese, chicken, pizza, you know, all in one sort of bit, the food quarter. Then it was dinosaur themed. So they had people that were working there and they were walking around in like pith helmets dressed like Lara Croft. And people were getting inside these like inflatable dinosaurs. It was like a suit, but it was basically like you was inside a bouncy castle with teeth. It was like a sort of balloon, you was in a balloon.
Yeah. And they were the staff members.
Did you think I called you a bouncy castle with teeth? Did you?
I bet you said.
I said bouncy castle with teeth. And you're all right, mate. I thought you was taking it as an insult. But
my wife says she always takes her shoes off before we have sex.
Yeah, that's right. There's always kids involved. Kid, it's like a bouncing castle. Your wife always takes his shoes off, and a kid ends up with broken ribs.
Well,
that's
well, that goes back to my fucking week last week. But let's not get involved.
Let's not get involved in that. So it starts at 12. The stand-up comedy was between 5 and 6, two acts doing half hour each.
Oh,
yeah. So
you and who's army?
A bloke called Michael Hackett. He opened and I closed both
Never
days.
Never heard of him.
No. And then it's all right. And then I. They would go home, and then a new lot came in on the Monday. So it was like I could do the exact same half hour. Yeah. It was very odd. It was very odd.
Just a whole completely different batch of people.
But the weird thing is, on the Monday, so it's Tuesday as we record this, and it does not feel like Tuesday to me. I gigged Thursday, Friday, I did another festival Friday. I gigged Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Where did I go Saturday? Sunday, Monday. What the fuck? I've missed a gig out. Where did it? Thursday I was in Northampton, weren't I?
Yeah, Comedy Crate.
Oh, yeah. Then I went to Hull on Friday. Then I went to Ipswich on Saturday. They did the Festival of Wheels, which is like a biker sort of car head festival.
Is that? I think Ross McGrane was there.
Yeah. Last minute.
Oh, was it Phil Ross?
Yeah, last minute. You know, last minute Larry over it. Because, you know, the thing was, I'd programmed in this week. Well, my girlfriend who does my diary had done a brilliant job of Friday I was doing a lower paid trial in Hull. Was going to stay up there. Then I had a really well paid one in a place called Driffield, a holiday camp, the Saturday. Then we were going to stay there. Then we were going to go on to Derbyshire for the Sunday, Monday. But the Saturday gig pulled on the week.
No.
So I had to go up to Hull for not enough money. Because I couldn't pull it that close. I had to honour the booking. I made sure I moaned like fuck about that when I got up there and made sure they knew what was going on. When you put yourself out, you've got to let everyone know you put yourself out.
Yeah.
And then luckily Ross, someone I must have pulled out and I picked up, but I had to come back to Ipswich. And then so I did Ipswich. So I did Northampton, Hull, Ipswich, Derbyshire. But it does not feel like Tuesday. So I was dry. I got home at 10 o'clock last night. And I have to say, impossible to record. I had nothing else to do. Nowhere around there could I get any signal, man. You sent me a picture on Facebook Messenger and said, oh, this turns my guts. And I could read that, and the picture just was sat there like grey.
It
was just someone's empty room for like 15 hours, and it was doing my head in so much. It was like I just couldn't, and I couldn't message anyone. I don't even know how I got that message through. So I couldn't record. Anyway, it doesn't feel like a Tuesday. But I went to Bakewell. It's very pretty and quaint. Fucking rammed with tourists. Everyone's walking around buying them little cakes and that.
I can't believe you didn't have one. I know you don't eat cakes. But
I'll tell you what I did do. I had a black coffee. Is that the same? In an Italian?
Yeah, a black coffee.
A black coffee. Not very well done. So I go in this coffee shop and it said Italian pizzeria. I said, let's go in there. Italian coffee would be good. That's they normally use a very dark roast, very strong. Not as strong as French blend, but anyway, went in there. The bloke on the till, mate, fuck me. He was like, hello. I went, yeah, two black coffees. He went, just looked at me. He went, right. Then he looked at the till, one of those itemised tills, you know, with a push touch screen.
Oh, he didn't know. No one orders that.
Mate, he just looked down and he went, and then he just looked back. He didn't press nothing. He looked at the screen for like 30 seconds, felt like. Then he just looked back up at me and went, yep. And then looked down again. And I was like, the fuck? And then he looked up and he went, sorry, was it just coffees? Black coffees? I went, yeah, like just two black coffees, like Americanos. And he looked down at the till. He didn't do nothing again. It's like he was like, had ADHD. He was thinking about something else.
No one had ever gone in there and just...
I just think he couldn't concentrate. He was damn wrong with him. And then he looked up at me and went, right, it was... Sorry, coffees, yeah. And look back down again.
Oh, he's having a disaster in his personal
life. Having a disaster and he's having a crisis. So I went, he goes, are you having it in or out? I said, I'll tell you what, I'll sit outside. It's a nice day. I'm going to sit outside in Bakewell, where it's very quaint. So I went and sat outside. He brought out, Ash, he brought out a tray with two cups on it. One was chipped to fuck, right? Just think about this. I've ordered two black Americanos. And he brings out a tray with two cups on and two different shaped stainless steel teapots. So he comes walking, I'm just looking at him, I'm going, what is, what? And I go, is that coffee in there? He went, that one's coffee, that one's hot water. I opened up the lid. It was, they'd made an instant coffee. Just made instant coffee, like, you know what I mean? That shit that you eat out of a jar. And just put it in a teapot and then put a pot of hot water.
Can you explain what had happened?
No, no, I just think it might be a northern thing. I think it might be something they do in the peaks.
It was made, in that one pot, it was coffee made up. Like,
yes,
instant coffee
two
made.
Empty cups and a stainless steel teapot with instant coffee in it, all made. I didn't use the water, I just poured that in, it filled up the two cups and we drank
it. Why would you have used the water? I don't understand even the process.
So if you wanted to water it down, because maybe because I didn't have milk. And he come out and he said, did you want, he come out and he had a milk with him. He goes, did you want milk? I said, no, black, mate. He went, yeah, I thought that. I did think, he wouldn't get a gold star for that. Like, yeah, I did think that.
Can I just check as well? Did you want in a teapot and another teapot with water in? Yes,
so
mate.
Went,
yeah, I thought that. Yeah.
So then he went, I said, is that coffee? And he went, yep, coffee, yeah, black coffee. Not only is it coffee. And he went, did you want the milk? I went, no, I don't want the milk. And he went, not only coffee, as he was emptying the tray, he went, we also got you two little biscuits. And it was just those packaged Lotus biscoffee things.
Oh, you lucky thing.
He put them on the table, and I actually just laughed. Like, he saw me laugh. I couldn't hold it in anymore.
No.
And then as I watched him go back in, I felt bad. He was dragging his foot like Horace Pinker.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. There was something definitely wrong with him.
He didn't work there, mate.
So if anyone knows Bakewell, it was opposite the Austrian sausage shop. Yeah, and I was sitting, I was going, why didn't we go in there? I couldn't see it. It was like, it was up like the main little drag, and everything's made out of stones. And like, we went to this place.
There's no way you didn't go to the Austrian sausage.
Well, I didn't have time, but I had to get back to the campsite. Honestly, I did so much driving around. I'll tell you what, it's fucking popular up there. It was rammed with people. You couldn't park anywhere. Everywhere you went, you had to queue up. It's mental up there. I know it's the holiday season.
I reckon. But,
it's called the Cotswolds, isn't it, or something like that. Is that the Cotswolds?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Is that in South Wales, Cotswolds in
I think
Cornwall?
Southwold is Bristol-y, mate.
Cotswolds.
Don't know, mate.
I think it's called the Cotswolds. But it's like, it's all... But anyway, I was driving through these places, and they're obviously old, because everything's made out of stone, big bricks and blocks of stone. And then you'd be driving through this field, and then you see like a bit, just like a cliff face in the middle of a field where they've got all the stones from. It's really weird up there. But they'd built these houses on these like mental hills. And I said to my girlfriend,
how do they live in there?
Why? So I'm going, there's a flat field over there with all them stones in it. And they've obviously gone over there and collected the stones. Why would you build the house? When I say on a hill, I don't mean you go up the hill and the house is on the top. I mean, the house is built on the hill. So like, as you're looking at the house, the right hand side of it is like 80 foot tall. And the left-hand side was like a bungalow. It's like, it's all just fitted it in. It's like, why have you done that? Why don't you find a flat bit? You fucking idiot. But
every time you leave your house, you've got to go back up that hill. Or, you know, it's never easy.
I saw one place where they'd stuck a garage in. Right, they stuck a garage on the back of their house. And the sort of driveway that went down at the garage was the steepest thing I've ever seen. It's like 45 degrees. And then when I looked, the flat roof of the garage was like lower than the back door of the house.
Yeah.
It was just, I was like, what the fuck is wrong with these idiots up here? So but everyone round it.
Your handbrake to be working.
I don't think you could use it for a car. You couldn't use it for a car. It was honestly, if you went down there, where it went down and then at the garage, you'd sort of like, you'd knock your front bumper off. Yeah. So anyway, we went to this place called Witten or somewhere like that. It's like a little place. And the thing about round there, everyone round there is a fucking nightmare. They're all like proper in a conservation. I don't like people that are proud.
Cunts.
Yeah, you know when people are too proud of where they live? And so anyway, I saw this scene and it was amazing. So I'm sitting outside the Witten post office. They had like a little coffee machine in there. It's like a Lavazza one where you had to put pods in yourself. You know how you buy them coffee? They had
what
one of them in the shop.
For? What's the shit in it?
It's coffee, mate. They don't do. I tell you, everyone up there's in it. They're banging at their cream teas and
oh,
their scones.
Oh, it's tea in it. It's tea up there. It's Yorkshire tea.
Did not get a good coffee. It's Derbyshire. Did not get a good coffee.
That's Yorkshire, isn't it? Derbyshire.
Yeah, Derbyshire's Yorkshire. Ash, that's right.
Listen
to what
you're saying. Is Derby not in Yorkshire? Is Yorkshire its own county?
Yeah, Yorkshire is a county with York being the county town, right?
Yeah.
Derby. Same Derbyshire.
Derbyshire.
Yeah.
And they're not in the same area. Though.
No, they're different counties.
How comes, what's his name? Jean-Luc Picard. What's his name?
Patrick Stewart.
He is doing the advert for Yorkshire Tea now.
Yeah, he's probably from Yorkshire, isn't
it? I thought he was from Derby.
Derby's in Derbyshire. I know that for a fact.
Where's Sheffield? Is that in Yorkshire?
It's Yorkshire.
Or is that Sheffieldshire?
Yeah, Sheffieldshire.
Okay, so Derbyshire and Yorkshire are two different places. That,
yeah, and the thing about Derbyshire is I think it's the furthest point from the sea. Like, it's right in the middle. It feels like the seaside. Like, once I was driving along and started getting close to where the gig was, the festival was, I was going and they had all like hedgerows on these little B roads, and it felt like, you know, when you start getting towards the coast, it sort of gets a bit like that.
Yeah, not where I live.
No, not where you live. You just start following the syringes. That's when you know you're getting close to Southbend, isn't it? The closer together the syringes get, you know, when you're getting
warmer.
If you
warmer. Can smell the smell of, like...
piss.
What's it called? What's that thing? Cadaverine. Is that the smell of death?
No. Rigor mortis?
I think that's what it's called. The gas that's produced by dead bodies.
Oh, right,
bodies
it might have been.
Is, I think, called cadaverine.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just follow the drum and bass. Who's listening to drum and bass? So anyway,
in their cars as loud as possible. I've never understood that. You know when people drive around with the windows down with their music really loud. Who is that for? Are they literally going, "Yeah, you'll like this one"? Because
I used to have a bit about the people that listen to dance music when they're not on drugs are just thick. It's for thick people.
Yeah.
And there probably will be some dance music fans listening to this, but I'm sorry, you're thick. I've never met anyone. You know someone that just listens to dance music?
Yeah, I know a man specifically that I'm thinking.
And they're thick, aren't they? Because if you think, dance music is like pornography. Pornography cannot be artistic because it's got a purpose. It's to turn you on. Dance music has to make you want to dance. It can't be artistic. There's no soul to it. You don't hear that little bit of croakiness in a voice of the vocal performance, or sometimes you might hear that finger sliding up the guitar string and it goes, "Rip!" Do you know that? All those little things. Dance music is like... it's just formulaic by numbers, and there's no romance to it.
Can there be anything good that you can make in your bedroom like that? Like music wise? I know you can make other stuff, but like.
Yeah, I know what you mean. No, I think music.
It's a song you can make in your bedroom.
Yeah, no, it's so. It's like I say, it's just so fucking formula. Well, I used to know a bloke that listened to dance music. This is where I come up with this theory. When I used to work with someone who just listened to dance, I just said this to him to wind him up. I actually said this. And he goes, "You can't say that." I said, "I can, you're thick."
So I like, mate.
And he goes, "It's like the classical music of its day." And then he sort of like played like one of those, I guess you'd call it like happy house, like that arpeggio of strings, whatever it is. Do you know what I mean? And it was like, "I said, that's just a little computer program. You're actually playing it. You can't say this like..."
It depresses me because I used to go out and I was so aware, like, I hated going out, really. That's the truth. Yeah. If ever we went out to a club or whatever, I was just...
It's so funny. I've ever told you my thing about dance music and me and dance music.
No.
Like, it actually depresses me. And I tried to sort of, like, work out why, and I know why. when I was listening to dance music when I was in my late teens, it was when I was hanging out with the wrong people. As in, my friends, I like Minor Threat and I like Screeching Weasel and Gorilla Biscuits and Youth for Today and all this sort of stuff, right? I've still got O on vinyl now. And this before mobile phones. So I'd go out and I couldn't find my skateboard pals that listened to that stuff. And then I'd bump in, I don't know if you was like this. You'd go out, you'd have to go out and find your mates. And if you couldn't find your A mates, you might see the B group and you'd sort of think, oh, I'll just hang out with these. So do you know what I mean?
I didn't do that for when I was properly going out drinking. But I did do it when I was going out.
When I ended up with my B mates, who were the ones that sort of I knew at school and then sort of drifted apart from, I'd be in their car smoking spliffs and they'd be playing dance music, rave music. And I used to sit there and it was horrible. It was just like, you know when you're a square peg in a round hole or whatever?
Yeah.
And I can never disassociate dance music from that alienation feeling.
I was just miserable because we used to go to a club Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday night. Like we would go.
My love ain't got no money, na 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 na.
I hated it. I hated it to the point where I had mates that would constantly be telling me to cheer up.
Yeah.
And it's like, I just don't want to be here.
Isn't there nothing worse when you're in a...
I wasn't with them. You're not with someone in a club, are you?
No, you just stood at isolated looking around, trying not to look awkward. And there's that music so loud, it's like they're trying to force fun. And everyone's just stood around and nothing's happening.
What about people dancing? Like, I got a thing like, I can easily switch off the sound and just see the movement of people silently.
Yeah. Yeah, dancing
around.
I danced on Sunday.
What?
I know. I think I had heat stroke or something. Yeah, very out of character. I was in the tent and they were playing like 90s hip hop. And I was like, oh, I was going, oh, this is, for some reason, this is really, God, this is getting to me.
It went into your bones.
It went in, it was getting me. And it was free food and drink, wasn't it? I was smashed. And I'll tell you the truth. I was actually anxious about sleeping in a tent.
I can understand.
I've got insomnia. And I was just like, I do not want to be lying in a tent awake all night.
Yeah,
I've got And I thought of a brilliant, not snob or scum, but I thought of this because I was just about to say a phrase. And I thought of this. I said this on Monday to my girlfriend, what I did. And I thought, oh, you're turning into a ponce. What do you call someone who drink? Like, I was going to say, I don't know how to phrase the question. I'm just going to say it. I was self-medicated, which is a pretentious way of saying pisshead, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, he likes a drink. Oh, he's self-medicated. So I was self-medicated. That's what I'm going to start saying. I'd medicated myself.
Self-medicated.
So I'd medicate. I've got a terminal illness. It's like long-term. So I'm always going to be on medication, self-medication.
Yeah.
So I was self-medicating heavily on Sunday. I might start using that. Do you fancy going out and self-medicating tonight?
You self-medicated and threw up, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. No, I didn't do that. I did pass
out. You shit
in
yourself.
The tent.
Sometimes you self-medicate yourself so much you shit your pants.
Yeah, maybe. So I went to... that's medication for constipation. Works. So I was... and then they started playing hip-hop. I don't know what it was. Like Biggie came on or something. I was just like, yeah. And everyone was like quite young. And two girls came up to me. And they went, were you the comedian from earlier? And I went, yeah. And then one of them went, are you really getting divorced? I know. She went, are you really getting divorced? And I went, yeah. And I thought, oh, why did she ask me that? And then I just sort of like ignored them. My girlfriend came back and we started. But then started grinding. And do you want to come to our tent?
Again, I'm going to mention it again. I'll say it once every couple of months. When we're at a gig and a woman come up to you and said, she just was cracking on to you, I think. I can't remember what she said, but then your wife was just standing next to you. You were just like... She said, you married? You went, no. It was very funny.
She went to me, are you single? And I looked at my wife and she went, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's... Who knew that
Yeah, anyway, camping. Very damp and cold in the night, and then I woke up. Right, so there's all the people in the staff. A load of them had one of those chimneys they were sat around. And they were chatting away till 3 in the morning. Now, I'd passed out at 1.
Self-medicated out, you mean? Keep going, Justin.
Are you back? I couldn't hear any of that.
Yeah. You keep talking if you can, and I'll do clever editing. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'll keep carrying on. So, I can now. So anyway, some of the staff were sat around a campfire and apparently they were chatting loudly till 3 in the morning. I'd passed out at 1. This was Sunday night. But someone else stuck their head out of their tent and went, for fuck's sake, shut the fuck up, and woke everyone up apparently. But not me, I was dead. So then in the morning, about 9:30, these women got out of the tent and went, wakey, fucking wakey, how'd you like it keeping us up all night? And woke me up, right? They were angry at these people. So yeah. I was like, oh, and I was like, the thing about a tent, right, this is the thing I don't get about camping. If I was laying on the floor in a field.
Indiscriminate, innit? Indiscriminate.
But if I was laying on the floor in a field and you was laying on the floor in the same field 20 metres away and you spoke, I don't think I'd be able to hear you. But somehow tents amplify everything. It was like they were shouting it through my tent.
If I'm ever in a tent, this is mad, right? I completely understand that this is mad. If ever I'm in a tent, all I can think about is a car rolling and it just rolling over the tent and killing us.
Yeah, you think you're not in nothing, right? You think you're not actually in anything.
But if you're it's basically, think about this.
Isn't a tent just a really loose item of clothing?
Yeah, it's a really, you climb inside a big pair of trousers.
It's just a real, and you're not in anything. So, and then I realised, I heard these people going, oh my God, it's so hot in this tent, I've got to get out. And you know that analogy they say if you put a frog in cold water and then put it on the heat, it doesn't notice it getting hot. And all of a sudden, I realised how hot it was. And I didn't until someone else had said it in another tent.
Couldn't breathe.
Mate, I
and
panicked.
And the walls are damp. Damp with condensation.
It was so hot. It was so hot. So anyway, this is my review of camping. Shit.
Are you sleeping too in a cold at night. Bed as well? Did
you? Yeah, we had a blow-up bed. We had proper duvets, though. But double duvet and cushion pillows, they're called.
Trouble is with a blow-up bed, they're made of plastic, so the sweat just sits on them. It doesn't absorb.
Yeah, like we had a sheet. Charlotte would say we were glamping. But we weren't. But and it's just too hot in the sun, too cold and damp in the night. You can hear too much.
But you
I just didn't like it. I didn't like it, but I've got to do it for 2 days next weekend. Coming board masters in Newquay.
That'd be nice, though. That must be by the sea, doesn't it? Board masters.
Oh, I've just realised. I forgot the anecdote. So, you know, I said I was sitting outside the coffee place.
Oh, yeah.
So they'd had all this bunting in this Whitston. I don't know what it's called. They had all this like quaint little bunting. And this big lorry starts coming up. Everywhere you go, everywhere you drive, there's then roads where you have to pull over and let people coming the other way past. It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
This bloke comes past with a big, like a big 7.5-ton flatbed with like a big grain silo or something on the back. And I said to him, I go, look, that's going to rip that bunting down. And it was touching. You know the little triangle bunting flags?
Yeah.
It was touching the like peak of the triangle, weren't quite touching the string holding it all up. So he pulled over right outside where we were sitting. And a bloke coming the other way, like a bloke in a tradesman in like a van, but obviously lived there. He pulled over and ran down his window. And he goes to the lorry driver, you're going to knock our bunting down. Right? And the lorry driver just thought he was sort of smiling, well, I'm not bothered about that. And he went, what do you mean you're not bothered about it? This is our village. And he went, well, it should be 16 foot high. There's a regulation. This is like 15.5 foot. That's got to be 16 foot high. He goes, well, it might not be 16 foot. You're touching, you have to go an alternative route. He goes, how am I going to do that? He goes, I don't know, you can't fucking go through here. Start a proper round with each other.
I'm driving through that bunting. You make sure your bunting's high enough for a lorry to go through. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he did. But the bloke in the van made me laugh. He'd had like one of his front teeth missing and he was like, had a roll up. I find it disproportionately satisfying when I see like a bloke with a roll up on a digger or something. You know, they're the old school people.
Look, they should have. Like, I don't agree with smoking. I think it's terrible for you. But if you're prepared to operate a digger, you've got to smoke.
Yeah, to someone in the high vis vest smoking. Absolutely love it.
Totally agree.
Yeah, it makes me so happy.
But like, also, if they're by gasworks, you know, when they've dug a big hole in the ground?
Yeah.
One of them's got to still have a fag in his mouth.
Yeah, definitely.
So that you can think to yourself, well, that's a bit dangerous.
Yeah. I like danger. I like people that don't care for the rules. I like men that think to hell with a bunt and I'm coming through.
So I did a gig on the weekend as well. I'm also a comedian, would you believe? That doesn't feel like it currently, but I agreed to a gig. So someone phoned me up, a man that we both know, phoned me up and said, oh, can you do this gig last minute? And I said, yes, I need to pay for a new gearbox. I then realised I couldn't get to the gig afterwards. I'd agreed to
it. Yeah, like,
how the fuck am I getting there? I didn't have a gearbox. I need to buy a gearbox, but I can't get there. So I had to phone him up and say, oh, I'm going to have to pull the gig because I've just realised I've agreed to do it. I can't get there. So he's like, don't worry about it. I'll pick you up and drop you home afterwards.
That's
so
all right.
Massively out of his way to come and get me. We went to this place. He went, I hope it's going to... You've done the gig. I think when you did it, it was quite nice.
Is it a pub in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah. Was it a bad one when you... Because he said they've had a couple of good ones and a couple of shockers. Do you know how it was when you did it?
I don't know which one was it. Is it like a nice pub in a nice village or shithole?
It's in Laindon near Basildon.
It's a shit. Was it called the St. Bridge or something?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah, shit. Terrible.
So he said, yeah, I wonder how this is going to be, because we've had a couple where it's like been really busy and a couple where it's been shit. He said, if this is shit, I'm pulling it, I'm not doing it.
It was busy when I was in there, but they wouldn't shut up.
Well, it was similar to that.
That was the one where I told you there was a magician in the front row.
What?
I told you he was a magician. In the front row, and he kept talking, going, I'm a magician, I'm a performer. Here, what about this one? And he started like, telling his own jokes.
Oh, dear.
Like, a bloke was driving along and run a rabbit over, something like that, I remember him going on about.
No, it would if a magician, I guess. That's
where
they...
Yeah, so they fill the hats.
So we got there, and he set up, and there's no one in the pub. Like, it's empty, 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 empty pub. West Ham had just played and been thrashed. And it's a West Ham pub, and there's no one in there. And so he says to the guy who runs it, like, have you not done anything? So there's signs up of all the stuff that was happening, and the comedy wasn't mentioned. Like, no, there was stuff the day before and the day after. And it's like, have you sold me tickets? And I was like, I thought it was going to be busy. I really thought it was going to be busy. And he's like, well, like, you've got to pay. Like, you've got to pay regardless. The bloke's like, yeah, don't worry. All going to be paid. That's fine. Doesn't matter. And I'm like, well, that's great. I don't care. I'm going to get paid. Doesn't matter to me. Then, the guy who runs it went outside to this back garden. There's about 30 people sitting out in the back garden. So he come back in and went, let's just take the PA kit outside and we'll just do it out there.
I'm not a busker, mate.
Yeah, I said, they've decided not to come in. They knew there was comedy on and they've chosen not to do it. They've chosen not to come in. He's like, oh, let's just go and see. So he set it all up. Half hour later, we're doing comedy to a group of people who specifically chose not to have comedy happen to them.
Yeah, that's not ideal, is it?
Turned out it was all right. Nice enough gig. Yeah, it's fine.
That's good then.
I did 16 minutes of a 20.
Oh, I did my 30 both Saturday, Sunday and Monday.
He said, how long you can do, 20-25? I went, no.
Yeah, I had that at a festival Monday. I said, I've got to get off at 6, right? He goes, no, you can go longer if you want. I said, that's not what I was asking you. I was asking you because I've been booked to do half hour, and if I go on at 20-6, I'm going to stop at 6. Is that all right? And he was like, no. So I did me half hour, but he thought I was like asking for more time.
Oh my God.
I mean, what are you talking about, mate? You're fucking dreaming.
How was it received? Like, two comedians is a weird amount as well. Because
yeah, I'll tell you what I've noticed.
Very much on you.
I think this younger generation are not as prudish as the millennials.
Okay.
I think there's a newer lot coming up. I actually did this bit where I said both days, I said, look, I've got a dark sense of humour. Have you? Anyone got a dark sense of humour? And they went, just a couple of people go, yeah. And I go, yeah. I said, have you noticed that we're the only people in society that we're not supposed to exist? I mean, we can't help our sense of humour, can we? We didn't choose it. That's what's called making you laugh. And I said, if anyone's sitting in here and you're the sort of person that when you hear a joke, thinks, can I laugh at that or is that problematic? I said, maybe comedy's not your thing and you should leave. I said, maybe it's not for you. I mean, I wouldn't go to a rave and stand there and not want to dance. And is it not enough for me to go, I don't like this music, I'm not going to dance. I go up and tell the DJ to play something else. I just leave and let everyone enjoy it. If it's not your thing, why are you in it? shouldn't have said that.
I agree with you, but I think it sort of paints the wrong picture of who you are. This is the only thing.
It doesn't matter. It's not about who I am.
No.
It doesn't matter who I am.
I'm now sitting there going, oh, fuck, what's he going to say? And then you're not saying
anything. No, but, you know, this is the thing I was talking
about. You're not
going to
go, so anyway, let's talk about...
Madeleine McCann.
Right, yeah, you're not doing that. So I think it does, that's what I mean. I think it would prepare them for something that isn't going to happen. And like I say, you're absolutely right, but you're not a horrible comedian. You're not a shock comedian. You're not doing your Jordan's
Do you know what I've
kid,
noticed?
So.
No, of course. Do you know what I've noticed? Like these sort of people, they'll watch your show, watch your set, and I've seen them watching other people, and they'll be doing sex jokes, dirty jokes, blah, blah, whatever. And it's like, I saw an act once go, oh, my missus. And they turned on him for that. It's stuff like that I can't be, you know what I mean? It's like so insane. You just laughed at me saying, I pinned her down and rubbed my ass at a Merseybuster. But when I said up Mersey, who has to have Mersey bust my missus? Oh, you shouldn't say that, patriarchy. It's like that.
She don't belong to you.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Mersey bust.
Which is interesting that they controlled all the language in that case. Because they can tell you what you've got to call them, pronoun wise and stuff. And you try and go along with it. But like,
well, you
don't,
famously. Yeah.
No, I didn't go along. I couldn't get it fucking right. But, like, they can tell me what I've got to call my partner, even if we're both fine with it. Like, how are they in control of all the language?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's like, yeah, you get to say what I've got to refer to you as, and you get to say what I refer to people in my world as. Well, how do you refer in charge?
What you... Like, that could be you. They can't say how your partner wants to be referred to.
Yeah, you want to be called any old thing.
Don't forget, it's the other thing that none of it matters.
No, I know, that's the thing. But I thought, I did notice that they were a bit more... But I don't know if it's just the sort of people that work in CX. I'd say they're probably into sort of like horror and stuff, so they're a bit more... You know, they weren't as snowflakey, I guess. But there was quite a lot of... There was quite a lot of...
You're not saying horror jokes.
No, I know I'm not. But I just thought... I'd say it, because it's actually a saying I've just wanted to say.
It's a lovely point. It's a nice point.
I just want to say, look, that's a sense of humour. It's what it is.
I bet there's people who would hear that and go, well, I don't like this guy then.
Leave.
Yeah.
This is the thing I don't understand why people feel they have to police something they don't like.
Very dark, that guy. Was he, what did he say? I don't know, I left.
Yeah.
Didn't even listen.
But there were some sort of like non-binary people, quite a few, quite a lot. Yeah, and I've just got to chat to them, that was fine. I just accept everyone. I don't see these things as, I'm such a good man.
No, I don't see anything.
But had loads of free food and drink, and it was good. I like doing festivals,
right.
I think.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not a year ago, on this day, some years ago, that we did that festival where the little child toddled out.
Yeah, I'll never forget that. That was rubbish, though.
That was absolutely rubbish. Paid quite nicely, but that was on this day. I had a little thing pop up and say, on this day, you were just...
Did you say, must give Panks petrol money?
Petrol
reminder.
Money. Look, I'm not having this. This is the one thing
Do you know
I
what?
Hold.
I... No. You never ever paid me petrol money. And I drove you from Bury St Edmunds to Shropshire.
You didn't want petrol money. You didn't want to come to Bury St Edmunds. What the fuck was I doing there? And I dropped my son off at my parents or something.
I think you had. And what happened was, so shocked was I that you didn't give me any petrol money. I got back in my car, I had an episode.
You had a funny turn.
I had the worst funny turn of my life.
Yeah.
I started shaking uncontrollably to the point where I couldn't get my key in the ignition of my car. I mean, my hands were shaking like 4 or 5 inches travel each direction.
You hadn't drunk, had you, for ages?
Yeah, I think I was
going
for the DT.
You'd
begun
sobering up.
And,
I'm not having it. And I know you'll just use this as a stick to beat me with, but I offered. I'm sure I offered.
You did not. You messaged me the next day and said, oh, I just realised I forgot to offer you any petrol money.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I'll go back through the archive. And I went... Oh, right. Do you want to back it over? You said, nah.
That's not true. That isn't true. That's not true.
You're one of them clowns that thinks just by acknowledging... You know them people that go out of their way? You know, you're one of them clowns. You know them people that walk past the homeless and they'll go, big issue, and they go, no thanks, I've said this before. And they over-interact with them because they think, oh, they don't, that, all they want is to be acknowledged. If you acknowledge you don't pay petrol, that isn't as good as giving it, Ash. No. That homeless man needs that money for some smack.
This is one thing I don't... I'm very laissez-faire about everything, as you
just
know.
Just back it over, then.
This is one thing I will not tolerate. I did not give you money. I mean, I didn't give you any money.
Tell you what.
But it was only...
If I send you my bank details for the petrol money, you can give me the first... I'll send you... We've got some money in the Patreon, haven't we?
No, nothing in the Patreon, unfortunately. There is no... We haven't got any.
Seems strange. We've been doing it for like about 7 years or something.
Yeah, not a single person has ever contributed. With that in mind, though, I do want to take the opportunity, if I can, to say thank you to David Compression. David Compression. That can't be a real name, can it, Banks?
It might be. You shouldn't say that in case it is.
David Compression is a new $1 a month patron. He can listen, or they can listen. I don't know. David seems like a bloke's name. I don't know.
Don't say bloke, for fuck's sake.
Sounds like a geezer's name, doesn't it?
That's
better. Panks, I'm just driving past an unspooled cassette tape.
Wow.
Fucking hell.
That's an old trick.
David Compression is a new patron. And Andrew Sparks is a new... patron. Thank you very much, Andrew Sparks. Thank you very much, David Compression. You can
In other news, thank you. And also, I'd like to take this platform, because I don't talk in my other one, to thank all the Ko-fi donators.
Lovely.
And the final chapter will be going up tomorrow or Thursday.
Are you just generically thanking them, yeah?
Because
you haven't prepared their names to actually thank them.
Yeah, you know the usual suspects.
Oh, right, okay.
So the final chapter, the ultimate chapter, it will conclude this week.
I can't wait. I'm going to listen to it start to finish. I'm on it, honestly.
I think the third one wasn't very good.
Don't, Panks, no, you're what? Not. I'm not having this retrospective analysis. I'm not
no,
having it.
No, the first
it.
Two this, were
it
good.
Is
and the...
It is what it is.
Yeah,
it
is what it is.
Do not do this.
I'll tell you what happened with the third one, shall I? I set up this beautiful, complicated and complete allegory for something and forgot to actually put the payoff. It's all an allegory. If anyone wants to, I'll tell you what the story's about. It's about everything. And there are Easter eggs in there as well. Like, I'm using little things to represent Discord members. They should be able to spot themselves in there.
Should be able to tell themselves. Is there a little
there's a lot of it. There's a lot in there. There's a lot to unpack, as the youngsters say. But tomorrow will be the final one, and then I'm going to have probably a week break while I think of the story arc of the second season.
For season two, I'm going to try and get
the
up
difficult
on Apple
second
for you.
Album.
I'll try and do it tonight. I'll you give me the RSS feed, so I'll try and put it up so I can go on Apple Podcasts for you. I'll try and do that this evening.
But I worked it out. The first one was about 18 minutes, and the second and third chapters were 23 minutes. So it'd be about an hour and a half, which is a film. Yeah, it's a movie. And then I might go back and... what I'm thinking about doing is playing the podcast to one of those annotation softwares.
Okay, so I sent you one the other day, didn't I?
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, you said thanks, mate.
Oh, I didn't look at it. But thanks. And then I will... annotate it, then I might go back and edit it, and I might actually print it myself, self-publish the hard copy. Yeah, something to leave behind, isn't it?
Something to leave behind in a coffee shop when you've read it.
Yeah,
there you go. Why not do it?
It's a madness.
You can do it on Unbound.
What's that mean?
What's that like? It's like what's that thing called where you come up with an invention and then it's crowdfunded?
Kickstarter,
it's like Kickstarter. So you say, I've got this idea for a book.
Yeah, but it's out there. They can just listen to it. I don't really want to help me do something.
Yeah, but you're
done.
Saying you want to make a physical version of it.
Yeah, I might do. Yeah.
When so
I
you, if you do that, you can do it Unbound. You set a target that you need to raise X amount of money to make X number of copies. and that's how it happens. They will fund it. If it's like $2,000 you need, you'll see if you get $2,000 worth of funding.
Hmm. But yeah, I'm quite happy with it, but not that happy with it. But I don't know. It's improvised.
It's off the cuff. It's in
it's the hard.
Moment.
It's harder it than you think. It's not
it's
easy.
No, it's not harder than I think. I think it's fucking hard.
Yeah, it's hard. It's very hard.
But I'll listen to it when it's completed. I don't like that having to wait for the next chapter thing. I like to have the whole thing to binge.
Yeah, and look at you. Same with your diet.
Yeah, I love to binge.
Yeah, they don't have slices of pizza. I don't have one at a time. The whole thing.
You don't eat pizza.
You obviously, you ate pizza five years ago today at Farmer Fields Festival.
I did. I ate a whole pizza.
You weren't vegan then. That's quite a while ago. You were vegetarian.
Yeah, that's true.
You ate a wood-fired pizza, and it was all around your face and your eyebrows even. Disgusting. You got mozzarella in your eyebrows.
I just plated out a pizza.
You played it out right good. Hey!
Well, I think we've pushed our luck with the signal on this journey because I've driven miles and miles and it's not cut out too much. So I think that's where we're going to call this episode. If you want to hear another episode on Thursday, go over like David Compression or Andrew. Was it Andrew Sparks?
Sparks.
Sparksy. Sorry, Sparksy, I've forgotten your first name. Began with an A. Like they did, why don't you go over to Patreon? It's $1 a month and you can listen to our podcast every single Thursday. Plus, I put up there my car park podcast, which is where I, whenever I'm in an interesting car park, I talk about that car park for a few minutes. And the one that's coming today will surprise and amaze you.
And also, you can get involved in the Discord and ask questions that we answer on the Thursday pod.
I will just say that is not an official Discord because I was reading some stuff on there the other day that I
didn't. We don't condone anything on there.
No, I definitely
that is just a rabble of nobodies.
Yeah, but it not does, affiliated. They are people that are talking about.
I don't mean nobodies. I meant like they're not. They're just random. They're not to do with. We don't.
And
condone.
I will say thank you to Yanis who runs that.
Yanis hates you.
Yeah, Yanis hates
me. Yanis, he's dipping out at 57 minutes again, mate. Do not let it happen. Do not let it slide. That's what he thinks now. He thinks that you just get to about 55 minutes and you've got to say... Yanis just thinks that you get to, but you think you've done enough. And then you like run off and do something more important.
Yeah, that is exactly what I do.
Yeah, of course it is, Yanis.
What do you think I'm doing, Yanis?
What do you think? We're like sitting around like just in a box waiting for this to happen every week.
Well, you are sometimes, especially when I say, yeah, I'll be there in 10
minutes.
Yeah,
you did. You fucked me around for about 2.5 hours today, didn't you? That's, yeah. All right.
Well, listener, thank you for being there. Justin, I think I like you a lot. There you go.
Oh, get out of town.
I do. I think you're a good egg. Thank you, listener. Thank you for being there. And we'll speak to you again on Thursday. If not, if you can't afford it, why don't you just tell someone? We'd really like this to grow. It'd be so much easier if you just told someone about the podcast. Even if
yeah,
you don't
share.
Want to
you've got to share with one person.
Share with two people. At someone on Twitter.
So you're always asking too much, you are. That's the trouble.
It's too much for someone who likes a podcast to tell a friend about it, for fuck's sake. Also, yeah, so Justin's podcast is up. You can find it on Spotify. What's it called?
This season it's Pankanori, but it's going to change to Unpenned.
Unpenned.
Panks Unpenned.
Because it is unpenned, it has not been written, and it has escaped from a pen. It's loose.
Yeah. It's it's yeah.
And also, I'd watch that, which the latest one came out last night with Catherine Mather, which is where we make up makeup.
Very,
go
very.
All those things.
Yeah.
Did you say very, very?
I was going to say, no, don't worry about it.
And also, there's another thing. On my YouTube channel, on Ashfrith, go over there. I've just put up the Justin Panks. I'd watch that for everyone to see. So it's edited with the intro and all that cut off. So you can just go over there, and it's done very well overnight. So Justin Panks is I'd watch that. If you didn't see it live, or you haven't listened to the podcast, or whatever, you just want to see Justin's face. And I'm going to have Justin on again soon, because he was very, very good.
Ooh.
And it's, there you go. I haven't asked you. And that's again next Monday, not Monday coming, Monday after Richard Sandler. Thank you, everyone. There's the admin. See you later.
Thank you, everyone. You let her get her.